It's Lee David Calvin Ayres, WPT Emperor's Palace in the Palace of Dreams at the heart of Johannesburg. I'm here with Faraz Jakar, who on the first day looked very African. How's it going, Faraz?
It's going great.
Yeah, you're getting into this South African thing, right?
I am. I had a little, a little, I don't know what it's officially called, but a little African outfit the first day, and today I have my magical voodoo doll.
I see your voodoo doll, yeah.
It's putting bad beats on everyone. It's doing its thing.
Cool. Last time I spoke to you in the World Series of Poker, you were just starting off with a new business venture. Tell us what that was called and what that's all about.
Yeah, it's called Own the Night. I'm not the founder. A friend of mine from college is the founder, but I'm an investor and I also do play a small role. It's basically a nightlife app where you go to clubs and there's huge lines at the club and friends of the bouncers get in, people who talk themselves up get in, but there's big spenders in the back of the line that don't always get in, and those are the actual valuable customers. So it's how do we get those guys in first? So basically they sign up for our app, they put their credit card on file, and we have a technology where we can measure their bar spend at any club around the world over the last 6 months. And we give them a VIP rating based on this, so gold, silver, platinum. And if they're platinum, they can skip the line, bring three friends, skip cover. So we're basically giving the clubs a way to identify who their customers are. And then the clubs are giving us a percentage or paying us in some form based on the customer spend.
And how's that been going for you now?
It's going great. It's still very young. We launched in Chicago just a couple months ago. We've got about 8 clubs signed up there, and our next city is going to be San Francisco in a couple months. So right now we're going Chicago, San Francisco, one more city, kind of a beta test year, and then year 2 we want to go to a BC, raise some real money, and then go nationwide if the numbers look like it's worth doing.
Entertainment and poker go hand in hand, but so does gambling. Did you ever think of creating anything in the gambling genre?
It's crossed my mind, but one kind of philosophy I guess I like to stick by is ideally I'd like my investments to be something other than what my profession is. Just to give an example, if you work for the company Cisco and you also own stock in the company Cisco and something really bad happens to the company, you might lose your job and your investment. So for example, with poker, let's say I had a poker business and something equivalent to Black Friday happened, like not only is my business screwed, my income screwed. So I'd like to diversify that.
And I know you're a great believer in self-help and looking after yourself. Yeah. Anything you've been into recently that we want to know about?
I've just been meditating a lot mainly.
What form of meditation?
I do Vipassana meditation. As I know a lot of people know, I went to a Buddhist monastery where I couldn't talk for 10 days. So we learned, the stuff we learned there, it could take a lifetime to master. So I've really been trying to just put more and more effort into that. And it's kind of like working out. I go through phases where I'm on top of it. I go through phases where I'm not. So I'm just trying to get better and better at that. Yeah.
Meditation. I was speaking to Athanasios at nice. Paris, and you could tell straight away that he was a meditator.
Yeah.
Straight away, because he was just so cool and so calm.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks a lot for your time for us.
All right, thank you very much. All right.